Now, could the children please come up front for a minute? There's only a few of you. Maybe I could tell you the story from here. Everyone can get it, maybe. Hey? You basically are at the front. Okay, I'll leave yous there. So today's sermon, or talk, is about conflict. Conflict. Has anyone ever been in conflict with another person? Maybe? Like, everyone? And often, maybe? And the reality is that that's part of life. It's part of a sinful world. It's part of being broken. None of us are whole. We're all broken. We all need some healing. And or a whole lot of healing. And conflict comes from that. But yes, I'll tell you girls a story here. I'll tell all you children at heart a story. This story is about a boy named Jimmy. Jimmy was a bit of a smelly child. He was smelly when he came to school. Theodore, he was not a smelly child. And he didn't like this boy coming to school smelling and wearing scruffy, dirty clothes. Now, the thing is, Theodore was uncomfortable because of Jimmy and what he did. So he ended up making fun of Jimmy. Is that a nice thing to do? No. And so, but Theodore thought Jimmy was lazy. He's like, why didn't you just clean yourself up? Change your clothes. Have a wash when you come to school or just in life. But did Theodore understand Jimmy? He may have. We don't know. Well, we're going to find out. So he teased Jimmy because he thought he was lazy and so smelly all the time. And this frustrated Jimmy. So what do you think Jimmy did? He retaliated. Do you know what retaliating means? Getting him back. Being mean back to Theodore. It's not a very nice thing either. Even though, Theodore wasn't being very nice. But Jimmy was getting back at Theodore. Jimmy thought Theodore was soft. He didn't really know what life was about. But anyway. But Jimmy thought Theodore was rude. Now, Theodore came from a very wealthy home. But Jimmy, he didn't come from a very poor home. He came from a working class home. So now, this is as far as the story goes. Instead, I want you to finish the story. Now, before we get to finishing the story, I want you to think about some questions I have for you about Jimmy and Theodore and why they did these things. Now, why do you think Theodore didn't understand why Jimmy smelt and was dirty? Tell me. Working class meant that the parents, they worked, both of them worked hard, and they weren't really well off. They couldn't take long holidays or anything. They had to work to make a living. They had a house, they had a roof over their heads, and they were the same as probably 80% of the people, as far as wealth, and as far as how well off they were. Okay? Okay, so he's a working class. Now, obviously, it's good that you've asked a question. That's the whole idea of this. You've got to start asking questions to try and understand the situation. We need to understand a whole lot more, okay, Daniela? So why do you think Theodore didn't understand why Jimmy smelt and was dirty? Do you think he is lazy? You think? Maybe you need to stop and think yourself and try and understand what's going on. Okay. So Theodore had a different worldview than Jimmy. Theodore was from a wealthy family where children didn't have to work, right? He was from a wealthy family. And they didn't understand each other's world. Jimmy had to work and stuff, but do children have to work these days? No. So that question implies something about the culture from the of the story of the time, doesn't it? Yes. Yeah, that's right. You're good thinking. You're opening your mind to possibilities because we don't know the whole story yet, and I'm going to reveal a bit more about this story. You see, but before I do that, I wanted to ask you, what would you think if Jimmy came to your school? Okay, you block your nose. He'd make you uncomfortable? Would you be uncomfortable too? Now, you'd be uncomfortable if someone smelly comes around, okay? Okay. Do you think it was because Jimmy's parents were lazy? What do you think?
No.
No?
Because they had to work heaps.
Ah. These days, a working class family may not have to work heaps. Like, how hard is it to put washing in a washing machine, hey?
They didn't.
How do you know that?
Well,
you're making some assumptions here. We've got to be careful not to make assumptions until we understand what actually happened. Okay. Yeah, surely he could just wash him his clothes and hang him out. Now, would you change your mind or ideas on this conflict between Jimmy and Theodore if it happened 150 years ago? Won't you think differently? Would you know differently? Maybe you girls younger, you don't really know what the world was like back then, but you know a bit about that, yes. Back then, they didn't have washing machines. They were called people with arms and a, what do you call those, a washing board. And in the later than that, they did have ringers. And if you had a bit of money, you'd be able to get a ringer and you wring your clothes out before you hung them up so it would dry quicker. The ringers were like two rollers that would just squash the water out of the material. And if you got your hand caught in it, if it was mechanical, it wasn't good. You'd have to somehow get your arm out quick, otherwise it'll just keep pulling you in. Anyway, don't need to go there. But most of them were manual, and you'd have to do it manually. You may have seen it in the museum we were at the other day. At Portland, they had a couple of ringers. Anyway, the reality is they didn't have washing machines like they have today. How many of you girls know how to put the washing on? You do? You do? And you do, you do. You all know how to put the washing on. You can put the stuff in the machine, close it, put the soap in and press the right button now times. Get the right thing and press go. And it rings it out for you. Yeah? If your sisters show you. So back then, if you don't have washing machines, what do you do? If you're working class, you realize that there is a different story in life. So, did some people make assumptions in when I was reading telling the story? How many of you made assumptions about this person's background? Did you think that they were lazy? Did you think that maybe their parents were drug addicts? Maybe, you know, the kids didn't have any care. Maybe the kid didn't have any parents and he's living on the streets and just took himself to school. We don't know until you get a bit more information. Although I did say that his parents, he was from a working class family. Now, did you know that Theodore, he had maids to wash his clothes, and he didn't have to work. Back around 150 years ago, children had to do a lot of work as well. So often there were children that would go to work, and in this story, Jimmy had to go to support the family, had to go in the mornings before school and milk cows. That's a bit of a dirty job. Can be, especially if you're told to shovel the muck out. That's right, because, well, back then you didn't have showers, you had baths. Only the wealthy would have, like, some way of getting water over top of you. Usually it was in a bath and you'd wash yourself in a tub. And it wouldn't happen every day. So that's why everyone, most people really smelt then. But Theodore was from a wealthy family where he could bath and not get dirty after. So, anyway, what does this story that I've just told you teach you? What does it show us? Does it show us that we must not judge? Should we judge others by appearance? No. What if a boy did come to school smelly and dirty? What would you do? Would you judge him or his parents? and say, oh, they're bad and they're, you know, trash? Or would you say, maybe they're going through a hard time. Maybe their house burnt down and they don't have a house to live in at the moment, even though your friends are lucky to have grandparents to live with. A heap of people are giving them clothes, so it's okay. But you don't know what everyone's situation is, do you? Yeah. And again, when you read a story, this tells us two things, two lessons. See if you can get the two lessons. One, don't judge others. Don't judge a book by its cover. We need to understand where people are coming from and love them, no matter what. Also, it also shows us that when we're reading something, this is a story in a book, we don't understand the situation until we look at the context, the culture, and where it was written and when it was written. So can you imagine? We have a book that's written between 2000 and 3,600 years ago called the Bible. And if it was written back then, we've got to think about what they're doing and try and understand the culture when we're reading it too. Does that make sense? All right.